This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. We're starting KER Politics. Going to deal today with a couple of staff members. Again, I guess I should use the word executives to give them full credit of the Epoch Times, a paper that I am totally taken with. Chatting, starting out right now with Valentin Schmidt. Valentin, you wrote an article in the latest edition that I also have read cover to cover about Chinese real estate. An awful lot of regulations are being imposed on the people of China by the Chinese Communist Party, even down to the point of private real estate transactions. Let's talk about that.
Hey, Al, thanks a lot for promoting our paper. We're happy that you like it so much. In terms of executive, I only execute myself, nobody else. I'm in charge of my own operation. In China, everything has to do with politics. So basically, even the real estate market is a policy market. And so what happened is that they basically, they had financial repression for a long time. I have to backtrack a bit because you have to understand the whole thing in context. So basically, they had huge inflation, especially after the 2009 crisis with the stimulus. They paid almost zip on the deposit accounts. So the Chinese savers, they were basically being ripped off to subsidize the producers who paid a much lower rate to borrow and then could, you know, make money on the in capital investment. So they were subsidizing that. So what can you do as a saver? If you get no money on the deposits, then the stock market is a loose cannon. You know, it goes up and down 100% or 50%, you know, every single year. So they plummeted into real estate big time. And I'm talking about 2009, 2010, 2011. And that was the first property bubble. Then 2014, that cooled down. And by the way, I may say it may not have been such a big bubble because they had relatively high down payments and it was mostly financed out of savings because they didn't know where to put the money. So maybe not such a big bubble. It was just that the activity was huge and the price increases were big. So then the prices fell, and maybe that fits the bill because since it was mostly equity financed, it didn't lead to a sort of debt deleveraging that the subprime bubble led to here in the United States. But the prices went down a fair bit in 2014, 2015. Then they tried pumping the stock market in 2015. That failed because the Chinese, they're like a little bit like here in the West. You know, the real economic activity is very stagnant. So they always have to use like assets like stocks or real estate to generate this wealth effect where people feel wealthy. And then they start borrowing and consuming more. So they pumped the stock market, didn't work out. Then in 2016, the economy really slowed down because none of the asset markets were performing. So they were like, okay, now we got to push real estate again. So they lowered the interest rates. They can tell the banks, you know, push loans into real estate. And they by and large did that at one point. Let me just check the number. Most of the new loans in China in 2016, 40.5% of all new loans were mortgages. So the Chinese, they went for it, and this time they debt financed it, and also the down payments went down a lot. Now, instead of putting 70-80% down, they may only put down 30%. And the prices have become so unaffordable. I mean, depending on which measures you look at, for example, in Shenzhen, I mean, it depends on the estimates. So I've seen various estimates that you have to pay from 50 to 150 times your average annual income to buy a house, right? I mean, who can afford that? No one. So now the debt is going up.
I had a question about that, if I can just stop you for a second. And the question I had is this. In the United States, up until Oh, probably about 30 years ago. Up until recently, maybe not that recent, but let's say up until probably 1980 or thereabouts, the typical mortgage was based on 300% of your annual income. But again, that was back in the days when the average income was probably somewhere around $10,000-$15,000. But the typical loan back in those days was acceptable only if it was at a 3-to-1 ratio, which is 300%. And I meant to ask you about that when I read that article, because it strikes me that the numbers that we're seeing in China really aren't that out of line with what they used to be in the United States.
You're saying 300% of your annual income, but how can you do that if you're paying 50 times your annual income and you're only putting 30% down? So that still leaves you with a mortgage of 30 times. If you're taking the low estimate, you know, if we're taking the high estimate, it's going to be a lot higher.
I'm talking about gross value here. For example, somebody, let's say back in 1965, 1970, who was purchasing a $30,000 house would have an annual income of about $10,000. It was 3-to-1 back in those days.
Yeah, and China is now 50-to-1.
So I misread the numbers. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's out of very much out of line. And the household debt has gone up, obviously, a lot. It was 20% a few years ago. Now it's 40%. Still not too bad, but, you know, it has gone up a lot. And now, basically, a couple of things happened where we go back to the central planning theme. It's so you're pushing the market to get the wealth effect and to get activity and to get construction and people working in construction and whatever. But then you realize, well, wait a second, you know, this is turning into a giant bubble, and when the bubble bursts, it's going to be ugly. So now they are, which every, you know, central planner, they pretend they can get, you know, they can inflate, and then they deflate just at the right time, and it never works. So now they're trying to basically cool it down, using several measures. So first of all, the interest rate has risen a little bit, not much, but it has gone up for mortgages. Then
well,
you have
it's about 6%, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Let's see. I think it's more about. I think it's up from 4.9 to.
Right.
To 5.3 or something like that.
Okay.
Interest.
I thought you put in your article, I thought you said like 6%, but that's okay.
It doesn't, anyway, it's up a few, you know, let's say 40 basis points or something like that. As high as 6%, yeah.
Right.
So you have that, and then you have all those restrictions. We talked about it, right? Like, so you want to buy a second house for speculation. You can't do it in many places. So you want to buy, you know, in many, many cases, people bought a house and they thought they could sell it, but now they can only sell it for business use because central planners declared this is like a business, you know, quarter or, you know, suburb. So you basically cannot sell it.
Yeah.
So that's happening. So you have more regulation, you have higher rates, the banks are, you know, maxing out their quotas, they're not giving out more loans. But usually what happens when the tightening cycle starts, actually, you have a push, a last push, and there was another article by the Wall Street Journal saying that because there are no alternatives and the people think the tightening is going to get worse, so everybody's now rushing into the market, you know, one last hooray, to get the houses before they can't buy or sell anymore. And so that's why the prices are still going up. The prices haven't dropped a lot. What we are seeing is the rates rising and the regulation increasing. But when the prices will ultimately fall, it's probably going to take a few more months, and then we'll have to see. This will be very interesting to see how it plays out. Because normally if you have a debt finance run-up, you know, when the collateral goes down, you get the margin call, you need to sell, and the prices go down further, then actual people are going to go bankrupt, not just the companies.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting. We've got to take a real quick, Valentin, we've got to take a real quick commercial break here. We're going to get back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the real estate sector in mainland China with Valentin Schmidt. We're also going to talk a little bit about the reason for the origination of the Epoch Times a number of years ago. It's a very, very interesting story. Stick around. We are going to be back in just 30 seconds with Valentin Schmidt.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Your week. weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with Valentine X. Schmidt, the business editor of the Epoch Times. I want to talk a little bit more about the real estate sector in China right now, Valentine, simply because it's interesting what the central planners over there are doing. There are a plethora of new regulations being imposed upon people involved in real estate. You know, you mentioned the fact that if you own a home, now you can only sell it to a business. You know, and kind of the list goes on and on and on. You want to talk a little bit more about those regulations that I think are pretty stagnating, in my opinion?
Well, yeah, like I said, the most important one is that you have selling restrictions, so you can't sell it to anybody you like. Then you have the restrictions on second houses or third houses. You can't buy that anymore. And then the banks, they have quotas as to how many mortgages they can dish out. And then also the down payment requirements have been increased again. But I would say the most interesting one is the one where the government arbitrarily decides, you know, what kind of use your house has. And then you can't sell it anymore. I recently spoke to a person who owns an apartment in Beijing, and she said no, she can't sell it anymore because the government said she can only sell it to a business.
Yeah, that sounds to me like it's fairly repressive, and I have to wonder what the rationale behind that is. I would guess that probably the rationale behind that is the fact that a real estate bubble, as exemplified by what happened in the United States in the early part of this century, can be pretty disruptive to an economy, and it certainly was disruptive in the United States in the sense that an awful lot of people who just got involved in mortgages that were absolutely ridiculous, they lost their homes, etc., etc. It's a lot of hardship, I would have to say, was caused. Valentine, I want to talk a little bit. We talked with Mr. Gregory last week, the editor-in-chief of the Epoch Times, and I asked him what was the impetus for the beginning of the Epoch Times, and he said primarily accurate reporting. And he said consequently, because we don't just conform to the party line in China, our paper is illegal to purchase in mainland China. Can you elaborate a little bit on that one for us, please? I want to stress again, I don't agree with that being an American, number one, and number two, I really have to applaud you for having what, in my opinion, is a true example of fair and balanced reporting. Explain, if you would, Valentine.
Yeah, thanks again, Al. So the paper was founded by some Chinese dissidents and refugees because they were persecuted in China. Some of them, they practiced the Falun Gong meditation practice, where there's basically a genocide going on, which the Chinese state media have been not only not admitting to that, but they've been also slandering the peaceful practice based on the values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. And the Western media has basically not reported on the genocide, at least not much. And so those Chinese, they thought, well, we got to do something against the state propaganda. And that's where the true reporting comes. And they just said, okay, we're just going to report what is actually happening in China, which is sort of this very, it is very bad. And more things are coming out. You know, this is why many people call us biased. And I guess we are, but this is just pretty horrible what's happening over there with the organ harvesting, where they have the people on file and then they kill them for their organs and then they sell the organ. And this
You've
has been, you know,
be.
Now,
is that right? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we reported that for the first time in 2006, and now last year, 10 years later, because it went through all the, you know, the United Nations, and even Congress passed a resolution on it, and then the mainstream media started to pick it up. But before that, nothing happened, because the mainstream media, you see, they're challenged because they have journalists in China, and China threatens them to kick them out. So yeah, they're compromised in terms of that. We don't have that problem. We don't have any journalists in China. We have secret sources who, of course, give us interesting information, which helped us predict the latest leadership struggle, especially in 2012 with Beaujolais, Xi Jinping. And the people interested or who don't believe it, just go to our website or Google Epoch Times organ harvesting. You will find, you know, everything sourced They are one of our lead reporters, won a prize from the Society of Professional Journalists for covering that for a long time. So that's the starting point. That was the Chinese version. And then we thought, you know, that'd be interesting for the Western audience to know. And of course, in English or whatever, German, French, we have all sorts of editions. It's not that interesting to read about China all the time. Yeah, the Chinese, they want to read about China all the time, sure, in Chinese.
Yeah.
And they don't want to read the state propaganda. But how do you convince a Western audience? And then, but then it's relatively easy to say, wait a second, we've got, you know, a very strong, clear political agenda in the mainstream media, who is lying and misreporting and basically wants to brainwash the average consumer. So why don't we just report again, just report what's happening? And then you can make up your own mind. So that's our advantage because we don't have any corporate or political ties. So we can afford to do that. And I think that's why people like us, because, we just basically try to report as objectively as possible.
Now, Valentin, you've got a subscription base around the world of about 11 million, which is what Mr. Gregory stated last week. That's pretty good size subscription base. Now, having said that, that 11 million does not, none of those people reside in China because your paper cannot be sold in mainland China. Is that correct?
Sure, yeah, of course. I mean, anybody who would be associated with Epoch in China would be put in prison. And some of the people who wanted to start the paper were put in prison before the arrest took off. But we actually developed the software, the Chinese side developed the software to jump the firewall, so people are reading us, up to 100 million people are reading us, our Chinese website, mm-hmm, every month.
That's interesting, you know, put a little drama in the political affairs of the world. That is very, very interesting. You know, I'm sure that the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, believes 100% that what they are doing is correct. You know, and I would have to say, being an American, being a, you know, very much of a free enterprise type person, being very much of a conservative who believes in minimal government, you know, I would have to say I'm probably a libertarian more than anything else because I really believe in minimal government. And I think the actions of what has happened, certainly in the United States, really points to the fact that minimal government, small government, is really the most effective way to have a country move forward. I mean, the United States certainly showed that year after year after year, you know, and then the progressives came in and we had all kinds of changes that a lot of people don't approve of. And now hopefully Donald Trump, the Trump administration, will make a difference and get us back to small government. But I don't know if that is going to happen. It's going to be interesting. But therein lies the reason, ladies and gentlemen, that I am so intrigued with the Epoch Times. A bunch of what I would have to say, independent, clear-thinking people. Valentin, always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I've got to tell you, Valentin Schmidt is a very interesting guy, and I just want to say once more, those of you who don't read the Epoch Times, I strongly suggest that you do. I find it to be one of the most valuable little papers out there, and as Valentin said, you won't be alone when you read it, in the sense that when you count the electronic version that gets distributed into China, there's about 100 million people around the world who read this great paper. Okay, got Josh Phillip with us right now. Josh, I want to talk to you a little bit. And you, by the way, his daughter is in the studio with him, and any time you want to get your 7-year-old on the show, she would probably make more sense than Big Al. Having said that, Josh, I want to talk a little bit about political warfare. You wrote about that in your last in the last edition of the Epoch Times, and then we're going to segue from that into this story that you are now researching regarding the situation with the Russians and Trump. But let's first talk about political warfare in general as it relates to China. I found that article to be really, really interesting because, you know, given the fact that the potential total annihilation of humanity using conventional warfare methods, and I would have to at this moment in time include nuclear weapons in conventional, just because they're around, for lack of better terms. I think political warfare is clearly the order of the day right now. What's going on in China in terms of how do they structure their political warfare, Josh?
Right. So China has a very large system for waging political warfare. It works mostly through what you would call overt systems. So the type of espionage that takes place in plain, you know, broad daylight usually goes through legal channels. So people aren't technically violating the law. A lot of times it can take place in forms that are totally benign. It could be maybe a Chinese agent just makes friends with key influencers in the United States and just tells them, you know, China's not so bad. China's not as bad as you think. You know, people criticize them of human rights abuses and all this stuff. But what country doesn't, you know, have its problems? Oh, you know, they try to create... They try to change your perception of controversies and of issues. So first to create a perception of similarity between their wrongdoings and ours, or their problems and ours, and then eventually to make you think, oh, actually, maybe they're even doing it better than we are, you know. But in terms of the system, so China has, on the military side, there's the General Political Department, which... works on a few different things. So inside China, they're the propaganda department that works on, you know, brainwashing the military. They're the ones that will organize studies of communist texts among military officers and that kind of thing, making sure that the military is staying on par with communist and party doctrine. You have to remember that the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, is not like our army that's made to... you know, defend the country. They are the armed wing of the Chinese Communist Party. Their goal is to protect the Chinese Communist Party. They are not to protect the Chinese people or the country. So, of course, a lot of, you know, they have an entire department based around messaging and propaganda and stuff to make sure they stay indoctrinated. But they also have overseas focus. They also work on political warfare. How do you achieve the goals of war in other countries using overt means? Now, a good example of this would be the counterinsurgency, you know, coin strategy that we had, you know, in Afghanistan and Iraq. How do you prevent an insurgency? You can conquer a country in a week. You can conquer a country in 2 weeks, like we did with Iraq and Afghanistan. Really, once we put heavy military focus in there, we the United States, we conquer very quickly if we want to. But you can take over a country, but if the people still oppose what you've done, if they still oppose your rule, you do not control the country. You do not control the country until the people recognize you as their leader, or they recognize your ideology as being superior to their own. And so political warfare aims directly at the psychological element of military dominance. You can conquer a country without ever firing a shot through the use of political warfare, because the people, in their minds, will switch their allegiance towards your policies or your system of government, or, you know, the policies you have, your system of government, your actions around the world. If they support you mentally, then you have conquered the country. And that is the goal of political warfare, at least on a larger military scale.
You know, it strikes me that what we're going to talk about in the next segment, which is the political warfare going on internally in the United States, I'm starting to appreciate just exactly how effective that can be. Now, how effective, Josh, or let's say over the last, I don't know, let's say 10 years or so, political warfare has really come into its own, I would have to say, in the last 10 to 12 years. How effective have the Chinese Communist Party, how effective has the Chinese Communist Party been in that area, in your opinion, from the research that you've done?
Well, they've been extremely aggressive with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to take too much credit, but I think that it were it not for the Epoch Times exposing it on a regular basis, it might be a lot worse. There are, you know, it's very easy. Let me step back. It's very easy
to control perception.
Yes, it is.
It's very easy to control media as well. If I'm a government and I want the New York Times to repeat what I'm saying, I would do three things. One, I would have on a broader level, right? I'd have one of my former officials go approach them and say, I am a former, top party secretary, and I can give you the inside scoop on what's going on inside China. Call me anytime you want. I love your paper. Call me anytime. I'll tell you what's really going on. They're going to say, oh, great. I have a high level inside source, and I can call them for commentary, and they're able to talk. They'll quote anything they say. Now, if the media writes a negative article, you can have a professor, say a Chinese professor, for example, who, of course they use them a lot for espionage as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you educate the kids, you educate the future leaders.
That's right.
Especially if you get them into the right education departments. And they can also affect their colleagues. But I won't get too far into that right now. So, you get a professor and they write an article that's negative on a Chinese policy. That professor calls them up and says, that article you wrote is offensive to the Chinese people. I am surprised to see such, racism in your publication, a publication that I thought stood for, against, fascism. And now you use these keywords, the guy's going to be shaking in his boots.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's right.
At these progressive papers, everything they do is about this, agenda, right? And so they're going to step back and play the good cop, bad cop, and they're going to say, it's not your fault. I shouldn't have gotten so mad. People, they're all so against China, and for Chinese people, it hurts their feelings. But you're a good journalist. I'll tell you what. Why don't we talk sometime, and I'll tell you what it's really like. Suddenly, this person has made a friend, right?
Yep.
Suddenly, they have put up their defense. And they've lowered their defense, and they're now willing to become indoctrinated by that person. You see?
Yeah, I do see. We've got to take a real quick commercial break here, Josh. I have to tell you, though, it strikes me just from looking at this whole situation as it exists in the U.S., that is exactly what's going on internally here in the United States. And I appreciate your insights into this very, very complicated subject. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to stick around. I'm going to be right back with Josh Phillip.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. Got two very, very astute gentlemen on the line with me right now. One is we're continuing our conversation with Josh Philip from the Epoch Times, talking about political warfare, I guess is the best way to put this thing. Also have my friend Chris Temple on the line with me right now. Chris, want to get you to opine on this also. You know, we have an incredible amount of what I would call political warfare going on internally in the United States right now. Josh is putting together a story kind of refuting what the progressives are saying when it comes to the situation with Donald Trump and the Russians. If you could just bring us up to date, bring Chris up to date, if you would, on this one, Josh. Exactly what has your research uncovered to date about perhaps the fallacies, if that's the case, with what's going on with the accusations against the Trump administration?
Right. Well, first off, so Trump Jr. was approached by a Russian lawyer, allegedly about getting opposition research on Clinton. They had a short 20-minute meeting or so. The woman did not give him the information that he requested. Most of it was about Russia, you know, U.S. policy on Russia. Of course, this has turned into a big, impeach Trump thing and all this whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
From a practical level, if the media were writing about this from a level-headed view, first off, opposition research is not uncommon. It's coming out now, of course, that Hillary Clinton herself, or her campaign at least, colluded with the Ukraine government to get opposition research on Trump. And that McCain and the DNC allegedly also had some ties to the Russians to get this information, which they then spread through the Fusion GPS dossier, which, you know, has been debunked. Also, you know, incriminating Trump. Disinformation, in other words, false staged information, false information, or information meant to change your interpretation of true information. How do you alter the perception of a true event? In other words, everything they're accusing Trump of, they themselves have done.
Right.
And this latest case is showing a lot of that. Also, it's come out some really weird stuff. First off, the Russian lawyer had a Democrat, Ronald Dellums, on her payroll, allegedly. Her company is linked to Fusion GPS. She's linked through business ties to Fusion GPS, the company that did the Russian dossier against Trump. She was an anti-Trump, pro-Hillary advocate, as her social media accounts show. And she didn't have an active visa. Her visa was approved through the actions of former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. And so the whole thing is bizarre. I wouldn't jump to conclusions, but if they were right, if this were Trump, the media right now would be yelling about collusion and setup and all this stuff. Let's put it that way. If the tables were turned, they'd be screaming about, this was a setup, this was collusion, all this stuff. But at the very least, we can say it's bizarre from top to bottom, as far as I see.
What do you think, Chris?
Well, I agree. I would only disagree with the characterization of who was behind it and why. First of all, you mentioned progressives, or maybe you did, Al, more so. I read, too, among other things, two very good progressive websites, consortiumnews.com, as well as Counterpunch. And if you want to see some of the most damning information about what an asinine wild goose chase this whole Russia thing is and the Russians are coming mentality, read those progressive websites. In fact, I just sent something out last night on social media. Go to consortiumnews.com. The title is 10 Problems with Anti-Russian Obsession, written by a guy named Rick Sterling. It is the single most informed and fact-filled piece I've seen from anybody about why this whole thing is a total red herring. This guy's not a conservative. He's a progressive. He is not a fan in any way, shape, or form of Donald Trump. But he and some other people who truly are progressives, and you need to distinguish between them and the DNC, which is owned by the corporate establishment and the deep state. A lot of true progressives know that this is all a crock. They've got a million other reasons why they don't like Donald Trump, but at least they're honest enough to tell you, like this guy did in his article, that this whole Russian thing is a complete, is just utter nonsense.
You know, I got to say, I have to go back and say one thing, and that is, I appreciate you bringing that up. I have a tendency to call Democrats progressives, and that is very inaccurate on my part, and I will.
The DNC moves heaven and earth. If people want the real story of hacking and collusion, the DNC moved heaven and earth and did all kinds of dirty stuff way beyond anything Donald Trump was guilty of to make sure a progressive was not their nominee.
No, I understand. I understand totally. On the record, I'm saying I need to label those folks as the DNC and not the progressives. Having said that, what are your comments on what Chris is saying, Josh?
Yeah, I agree. I think at this point, any kind of level-headed person can see through it. I mean, if you look at the testimonies that come out, even the Democrats involved with the investigations, every one of them, when they're questioned and pressed, have said, "We have seen no evidence of collusion, you know, between the Trump campaign and Russia." If they talk about actual evidence, even pointing to Russia, a lot of times it's not really based on much other than the fact that RT, Russian state media, or Russian-funded media.
Right.
You know, you could argue whether they're state-run. It's a bit gray. I've written about them before. Is that Russian, you know, RT was writing positively about Trump and negatively about Clinton, and that allegedly the Russians had some internet trolls spreading information. That was about the extent of what's provable. The cyber attack is a gray area as well, because the DNC never gave their computers to the FBI or any researchers to analyze. They gave it, or no official ones, they gave it to a privately hired company that they themselves hired. And that company then turned over their findings to the authorities.
Josh, the bottom line...
There's never been an independent... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Josh, the bottom line is that whatever the Russians did, they are mere amateurs compared to the deep state in this country. We don't do stuff and get second or third hand information that's already been hacked from the DNC. We just go in and overthrow a government if we don't like it. We don't go to any of these other pretexts. Look at what we did to El Salvador. Look what we did to Nicaragua. Look what we did to Ukraine. Look at what we've done every country we ever touched in the Middle East. And again, this is why not only is this a red herring of a discussion to begin with, but for anybody, and especially those who are Democrats or Republicans and pretend to be progressives, pretend to love liberty, when they throw this nonsense around about Russia, and yet they don't have any problem with what our meddling has been everywhere in the world. I don't have 5 seconds to listen to hypocrites like that.
No, I think the important thing, and we all agree on that, but I think the important thing to realize here, and Chris, you and I have talked about that on the show before, I think the important thing to realize is something that Josh has brought up, and that's simply the fact that the political BS that's going on in the United States is political warfare, and I have to say that I would certainly hope, because I still have a lot of faith in the future of our country under the current administration, I would hope that all of this will be debunked, that the DNC is coming out with, that people will finally say, you know what, enough is enough. Let's get on with our, I hate to use a cliche, gentlemen, let's make our country great again. Because right now, when you have this serious infighting going on between people who are simply in it to win it, they're not in it. I am convinced that the DNC is not in this thing for the good of the country. I think they're really in it for their own agenda, which I do not happen to agree with. I didn't agree with the Obama agenda, and I don't agree with the DNC agenda right now. We are seeing right now the fruition of something I brought up months ago, and that is, we're going to see just how tough the Clintons are, and we're going to see how just how effective they are. And so far, in terms of some of the media that has come out, that I would have to say is probably generated, and I know a lot of Democrats would disagree, but it's probably generated by the Clintons, they're still somewhat effective. Chris, Josh, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time, folks.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.